Good evening. Welcome to Unscripted. Happy Halloween. Just coming up on 7:09 on a rainy, rainy Thursday night. Any trick-or-treater shows up to your door, give them double. Give them double. I think there's going to be a small trade out there tonight. It is Thursday night, our Thursday night debates. Our debate tonight, be it resolved that Warren Zevon was the most underrated American singer-songwriter of all time. Peter Couturier, go.
Good evening. How are we tonight?
Look at that. He's pretty ready. He's pretty ready for a bogus question. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Halloween. With Halloween in mind, the Thursday night debates. Both debaters in our studio tonight. This is what we will be debating tonight. This is our assertion. The assertion. Ghosts, spirits, channeling, crystals, paranormal activity, and the Long Island medium are all fiction. No such thing as ghosts, ladies and gentlemen. That is our assertion tonight. Arguing for that assertion, very pleased to have one of the better skeptics in Ottawa, Darren McKee, actually, with the Ottawa Skeptics, also one of the people behind the Reality Check, very popular podcast here in Ottawa. Darren, welcome to Unscripted.
Thank you for having me.
So you are our proponent tonight. You will be arguing for the assertion that it's all bunk, bunkum, bogus.
That is correct.
All this talk, good, good, we're ready. Arguing against the assertion that there are indeed ghosts, spirits, channeling, and afterlife, and maybe some credibility to the Long Island medium. Peter Couturier. Peter, good evening.
Good evening, and how are we tonight? I'll tell you.
I'm not really asking you to defend the Long Island medium. You look nervous. You look fine right up until I mention the Long Island medium, a show that my daughter's addicted to. Peter, you're with Haunted Ottawa Paranormal Society.
I am.
You're one of the investigators with Haunted Ottawa, so very pleased. And you brought some equipment with you as well. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Very pleased you could make it tonight.
Great. That's great to be here.
You've both been told how the structure, how the Thursday night debates work. If you're a first-time listener to the Thursday night debates, each of our debaters will have 3 minutes for an opening statement. We do time that. They are warned when there's 30 seconds left. So 3 minutes, then we stop quickly for messages. We come back, we have the actual debate, the rebuttal part. I will be moderating this debate. This could get lively. Usually it's a gentle hand. It might be a heavy hand tonight on our Halloween edition. And after the 7:30 news, we throw the phone lines open. You get an opportunity to join the debate. Perhaps tonight you'll have a story you want to share with us. So we do that after the 7:30 news. We flipped a coin before we started. Darren, you won. And you are the proponent for our debate tonight. So you will be arguing for the assertion. Again, ghost, spirits, channeling, medium, Long Island medium, paranormal activity are all, it's all fiction. Go ahead, Darren.
Thank you. First, good evening to everyone on this rainy Halloween night, and thanks again for having me discuss this interesting topic. As you said, we're arguing that spirits, ghosts, channeling, and paranormal activity are all fiction. As those are all pretty broad, and maybe we'll have a chance to get to them each in turn in the larger discussion, I thought I'd focus for the moment on whether ghosts are real or not. As you said, we have a few minutes to give an overview of some general thoughts, so I thought I'd do that, describe what they are, and then we can elaborate more in the conversation. So I'm going to look at what is a ghost? Is there any evidence? And then maybe, if there's time, why would people believe in them? First, when discussing whether something is real, we have to agree on what it is. And I hope we can broadly agree that a ghost is typically thought to be the soul or spirit of a dead person that can supposedly appear to the living. Sort of that's how we all come to see it. This soul or spirit is apparently non-physical, but somehow interacts with the physical world in a physical way. I think this is a huge problem, but this is what I mean when I'm talking about ghosts. So that's what a ghost is. Now, second, is there any evidence that ghosts exist? Well, I think if there really was good evidence, we probably wouldn't be here having this discussion. So simply put, no, there is not any good evidence. But what about these people who say they've seen a ghost? Well, you can also find people who say they've met an alien or seen fairies, but that does not make it true. And although we can't trust photography entirely, why is it, given that almost everyone nowadays is carrying around devices that can take pictures and video, there's been no increase in good photos or videos of supposed ghosts? A third point is that supposedly, in terms of how our brains work, I should say, that no one is perfect, and perhaps someone just misunderstood something that they saw. People tend to see patterns and shapes in random noise. This happens with clouds, but can also happen with many things. We have strong pattern recognition systems in our brain, but it's not perfect. What about haunted houses? Well, as opposed to a ghost being there, perhaps air pressure changes in a home can cause doors to slam. Carbon monoxide poisoning can cause perceptual problems in our ears and eyes. Perhaps even lights from a passing car reflected through a window at night give the illusion of something else. The intelligent and thorough Joe Nickel has been investigating supposedly haunted houses for over 40 years, and he hasn't found any good evidence. And he always goes in with an open mind, which is important. There's a much larger point here.
30 seconds there.
Okay, I'll get to the larger point. And that is weighing the evidence for each side. If ghosts are real, it would go against years of evidence in physics, chemistry, biology, and a basic understanding of how we don't walk through walls in our normal lives. So you have to ask yourself what is more likely, that all we know and understand is untrue, or that people and their brains are not perfect, that we sometimes make mistakes in how we perceive and understand the world around us. Is it more likely that maybe our neurons misfired and we saw a hallucination of a ghost, or that we saw an actual ghost? So as we sort of say on the podcast and the reality check, keep an open mind, but not so open your brain falls out.
Darren McKee from the Reality Check at Ottawa Skeptics. Thank you very much, Darren. Peter, your opening address.
Great opening, Darren.
Thank you.
Great to be here with you tonight. A lot of what Darren said is true. And the biggest thing is to keep an open mind when you're looking at these things. Not all things that happen is paranormal. But for those of us that have, if you want to call it, crossed the line, we have come across the sightings, the hearings, the touchings, and what we believe to be true paranormal experiences. Paranormal is anything that we want to find that's outside what we normally want to experience or normally do believe. Our minds are very powerful and very complex. They can lead, the mind itself can lead you into believing you're seeing things that don't exist. Like he said, in clouds, in matrixing, things that you look at in patterns that you think you see things. But for those of us who have actually heard that voice, who have actually seen that vision, it'll be pretty hard to sway us from believing that something beyond this lifetime does not exist. Everything that's out there is scientifically a frequency or a vibration. And there's so much that we can't see with cameras or with equipment that's beyond those frequencies and vibrations that we are attempting to capture and use as evidence. It's been challenged for years, probably thousands of years. And I do believe we're getting closer. The best evidence you're ever going to get is to have your own personal experience, Darren. I'm sure there's a lot out there that have had it. And we'll fully agree to argue with you. but the best thing is to keep your open mind. And we'll get into this later and we'll discuss it and see how we come out.
Peter Couturier, thank you very much. That is Peter's opening statement. Peter's with Haunted Ottawa Paranormal Society. Our debate when we come back after these quick messages on 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Ron Corbett Unscripted. Call 521-TALK, 521-8255. Ron will be right back on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
An unch. An unche. An unchaba. An unchecked battery. An unchecked battery could me. An unchecked battery could mean you'll have trouble getting started. Fortunately, the battery is one of 83 things Ford inspects during the works, and all for only $59.99. It's what you need to get started for winter. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. Visit your participating Ford store for conditions and details.
Huffington Post calls it Game of Thrones meets Pretty Little Liars and Gossip Girl.
If you want the future King of France, and I was just a girl, not the queen of anything, would you want this?
Rain. See it first on M3. The all-new TV channel with exclusive premieres.
You can call me Queen Bee.
We'll protect you.
You can't even protect yourself.
Anyone who's close to you lives in constant danger.
Can you live that fantasy?
Rain. Exclusive new episode Wednesday at 8 on the all-new M3.
Lottery license is 5870, 5871.
A 50-50 cash draw with a minimum $100,000 payout. It's a brand new reason to get excited about Chio's Dream of a Lifetime lottery. And it's open to anyone who orders a Dream of a Lifetime ticket. Of course, there's also the grand prize, which includes the incredible Minto Dream Home and extras worth over $1.8 million and thousands of other amazing prizes. There's more winning than ever before, and you'll also be helping the kids at CHEO. Order online at dreamofalifetime.ca or call 613-722-KIDS.
How do you get your spouse to load the dishwasher properly? I wish I knew. But what I do know is if your furnace isn't working efficiently, you're throwing money down the drain. Reliance Home Heating can help with a new high-efficiency furnace and air conditioner. You could even save $3,900 in incentives and rebates. And with savings like that, go out for dinner and don't worry about the dishwasher. See HolmesHeating.com.
Holmes Heating, delivering the best in home comforts.
Hey, what are you feeling for lunch? Pizza?
Nah.
Burgers?
Nah.
Steak?
Yeah.
So Tim Hortons?
No, we said steak.
Yeah, so Tim's.
That's right. Tim Hortons has steak. Introducing the new grilled steak and cheese panini. Tender slices of seasoned steak and cheesy goodness on a freshly baked home-style bun. All grilled to crispy perfection. Just $5.29 plus taxes. For a limited time only, so get them while they're hot.
It's time for Tim's.
At participating restaurants.
580 CFRA.
This is Ron Corbett Unscripted on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
After 7. We're cheating there, actually. We're giving you an advantage there, Peter. Anybody that saw the movie Ghost will be having
they're biased.
Memories of this right here. That, of course, are Righteous Brothers. All right, let's start our debate. Peter Couturier, Haunted Ottawa Paranormal Society. I'm going to start by asking a question of you, and then just go ahead back and forth. You've each had the opportunity here. The other person's opening statement. Peter, just so we're clear, you believe in ghosts and spirits. There's a distinction. You make a distinction between ghosts and spirits. Ghosts might not be able to communicate. Spirits can communicate. And ghosts and spirits are the afterlife. These are people that have died.
That
just
is,
so we're clear.
That is what
and you
our
that.
Group will believe in. Yeah.
That's what you
yeah.
believe.
We'll take it like a ghost is your residue energy. Like, I mean, we've used thermal cameras. Yeah.
But it's the afterlife.
It is.
This is someone that has died that you
it
are detecting.
Right. So if you take a thermal camera and put your hand on a desk, take your hand away, you don't see it anymore. Put the thermal camera there, you'll see the outprint of the hand, right?
That's exactly true because
that's
you
right.
just transferred heat from your hand
that's
to the
right.
table.
So but the ghost being residual energy, it's traveled that in an area so often, it's come through the door, walked to the window, walked around the table and walked back out. For years it's done that and it's left its residual energy in that path, and that's what sometimes people see as a ghost. And like, yeah, the spirit, they're all cluttered into one called a ghost.
See, and I would say, just because someone saw it doesn't make it necessarily true, right? As a personal example, I had some laser eye surgery earlier in the year, and now I see this little aura, this glow around lights, and that's a side effect of the procedure while my eyes are healing. And I know some people just see that naturally, but I think it's just more likely that something's happening in their brain or their visual system, as opposed to something's happening out in the objective world that is then causing that perception. So again, it just seems more likely that there's a better explanation than a spirit from a different realm somehow magically causing these effects in the world.
Well, then why would they see it in that one spot all the time and maybe not down the street or in the next room they'll go into?
Well, for the particular example, you'd have to go on a case-by-case basis. But as I mentioned, some people talk about cold spots in a building, and usually that's because it's drafty or there's something other issue there. And we know ghosts usually seem to appear always in old places, old buildings, also always at night, which doesn't always make sense. Why don't they just come during the day?
Well, they do come during the day. And we've been asked that question why we don't investigate during the day. And the best reason is it cuts out a lot of background noise that we don't have to filter through when we're doing our research and debunking of the stuff. We don't have to worry about that car backfiring, and we don't have to worry about the people walking by talking.
I think
so we do it at night when there's less background noise to interfere with our equipment.
But it also seems it's more likely at that time period that people have more misperceptions because shadows play a certain role. Our peripheral vision is not as good as people think. I think when people see the world, they think it's almost all in focus. But you can do some tests on yourself that your peripheral vision is mainly blurry and it's not even that colorful, even though it seems colorful to you as you're looking in the world right now. It's just not the way it is. So sometimes the way things seem are not the way they actually are.
And I'll agree with that totally. There's no problem with There's no argument there.
Right. Well, you're talking the importance of personal experience, and no doubt that's a huge role in any of these situations, and I appreciate the frankness by which you said that if you aren't someone who's had an experience, it's going to be hard for someone to be convinced of that thing. But I would sort of flip it around then, that just because you've had an impersonal experience doesn't necessarily mean it's true either, which you also agreed to. And it sort of goes to the idea that, as I said, none of us are perfect. And even though we may have had a strong sensation in ourselves, it doesn't mean that's happened in the world. A lot of us inadvertently have false memories. I know a professor once, he gave this example of him saying he was with his wife when JFK was shot, which is interesting, he said, because I hadn't met my wife at that point. But he still has the false memory of it, and it's really strong. And sometimes we don't get enough of a situation where we can corroborate that maybe we are wrong about something. And of course, if you have a cultural or community belief that sort of accepts what might go bump in the night as a ghost, as opposed to, well, there's probably good physical laws, there's probably an increased tendency to believe in ghosts or explain it by other paranormal phenomena.
Darren, let me ask you a question. I've asked Peter a question. And Peter's absolutely right. If there are so many stories out there, people having their own stories, personal stories, they believe of communicating with someone that has no longer with us. Millions of stories. Like, we're not talking a few. And you know, if you look at the course of human history, there's never been a time where we did not have these stories. Each one an anecdote, anecdotal evidence. Can you reach a point, though, when you start having millions of these stories, can anecdotal evidence start to have the weight of proof just by the sheer numbers?
First, the short answer is no, and I'll elaborate.
Okay.
So also, I'm happy that Peter said he wouldn't use the word prove because he realized that can't be done. If there are millions of people or even tens of people who experience something, that does require an explanation.
Yeah. But Are they all wrong?
Well, I'm trying to be more sympathetic, that there may be a mistaken perception. They may or may not be wrong. So our stance is, again, both Peter and I trying to keep an open mind, that it is possible these things could exist, the paranormal, the ghosts, and so on. I just don't think there's any good evidence to indicate that they do. And if tens of people say they saw something, that doesn't necessarily mean it happened either. There are sort of mass hysterias that occur. And usually we don't like to talk about religion too much on our podcast, but if you really think about it, there are billions of people who have incommensurate beliefs because people have different religions, and most of the religions say you can't believe in any other god. So on a just logical level, you step back, that means hundreds of millions of people or billions are wrong about something. And if billions can be wrong, certainly millions can be wrong.
That's a clever argument.
Well,
Can you construct that? You go to a little playroom to construct an argument like that?
Well, I think it makes sense. That's why I used it.
It's a very clever argument.
Your comment on all these religions having a different God, funny you should bring that up. In our church, over the last couple of years, we've brought in different ministers and rabbis and whatever, and we were talking to them on their beliefs and how things are structured. And one of my questions to them was, like, I don't understand how, like, you guys can, like, one of you will worship Buddha and another one will worship another one. And, like if there's supposed to be one God, how do you do all of this and make it common, right? And they said, no, you misunderstand. There is one God. But you guys, us Christians, will take Jesus as our Savior, where they take Buddha as their Savior, and Muhammad as their Savior.
Right, but
it's their Saviors that are done. There is still only one God.
But you have to agree also that's one interpretation, and there are lots of people you can find who say, no, that's not true at all. I'm very happy there's progressive individuals who are willing to have these dialogues, but that's not how a lot of people see things.
I agree.
Peter, just before we run out of time, again, ghosts and spirits, I want to make sure our listeners understand this. You make a distinction at Haunted Ottawa, distinction. Ghost is someone that cannot communicate. A spirit will interact with you.
Yes.
You've been communicated? You've had spirits communicate with you?
I believe so.
You believe so?
I mean, I've had what I call my little voice.
Right.
That will appear. Some people call it your spirit guide. Some people call it an angel talking to you. Okay, call it what you want. But yes, and this little voice has saved my butt more than once, and it's gotten me out of trouble more than once.
That just
has it ever got you into trouble?
Only when I didn't listen.
That just sounds like a conscience, though.
Voice. Okay.
Right? Doesn't that just sound like a conscience?
Like a conscience?
A conscience is one thing that bothers you, but how do you explain it when you actually hear the voice? And it wouldn't be a voice like you're hearing me. It's the best way that I can describe it would be an audio thought. You can actually hear it.
Peter, why don't we stop right there? And I want to let our listeners know that we're going to throw the phone lines open now, just before the news. 521-8255, 521-TALK. If you want to join the debate this evening, our Thursday night debate, if you have a story you want to share with us tonight on Halloween, I'd love to hear from you. Star 580, free call if you're on the Bell Mobility System. And the toll-free number, love to hear from you if you're outside the city. 1-800-580-CFRA, 580-2372. We're on the phone as soon as we come back.
You're listening to Ron Corbett Unscripted. Call 521-TALK, 521-8255. Ron will be right back on News Talk Radio, 580-CFRA.
CFRA is a division of Bell Media. Ottawa's trusted voice of local news. News Talk Radio 580-CFRA.
It's 14 degrees at 7:30. Good evening. I'm Chris Holsky in the CFRA 24-Hour News Center. A noticeably subdued Toronto Mayor Rob Ford says because the matter is before the courts, he can't defend himself against allegations that police have a video of him smoking crack. In a very brief appearance, Ford says he has no reason to resign from office. Toronto's police chief announced today that officers were able to recover a deleted video file showing the mayor consistent with allegations that have been previously reported in the press. Reform Party founder Preston Manning says all Canadians should be embarrassed by the shenanigans within the Senate, but he still believes the chamber can be salvaged. In his view, though, saving it would require key changes. Manning says he hopes the scandal will turn out to be a silver lining by helping to advance the Senate reform agenda. 17 snakes, mostly pythons, along with a lizard, have a new place to live after they were seized from a home in Gatineau last night. Police were called to Rue Notre Dame after getting a complaint. The exotic animals, some of which were injured, were taken to Little Ray's Reptile Zoo. A 24-year-old man has been charged. CFRA weather, rainy and windy tonight. The temperature staying near 14. Rain ending in the morning, followed by a chance of showers Friday as the temperature falls to 10. Right now, it's 14 degrees. I'm Chris Holsky. For the latest breaking news, click CFRA.com and follow us on Twitter at CFRA Ottawa. This is News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
You don't have to live with hearing loss. With our new oral rehabilitation program, you can reach your full hearing potential in just 60 days.
You're listening in with J.B. Robillard from Robillard Hearing Centers.
Hearing loss is typically insidious. That means you've gone years without hearing correctly. That's why Robillard Hearing Centers has introduced the Hearing Challenge. What we are offering are new hearing programs that are designed to enable you to regain your hearing and relearn to hear correctly. Reach your full hearing potential by participating in our 60-day oral rehabilitation program. Our approach is very comprehensive. It's designed to offer the most viable hearing solution for you based on your hearing needs and lifestyle. Robillard Hearing Centers are the only clinics in Eastern Ontario to develop a 60-day program that can dramatically improve the way you hear your world.
Find out more. Join J.B. Robillard Saturday at noon on Experts on Call.
Hearing is
Hey there, it's me, Winter. Like me or not, you can't avoid me. Look, it's nothing personal, but this year I'm going to throw everything I have at you and your car. My advice? Go to Midas for their $49 winter maintenance package. You'll get an oil change, tire rotation, brake check, and more. Then maybe you'd see that I'm not so bad after all. Take your car to Midas today, and they'll make sure that when you run into me, you'll be ready. Most vehicles up to 5 liters of 5W20 or 5W30 oil. Shop fees extra. Details of participating Ottawa Gatineau Midas stores. Trust the Midas touch.
Is it possible to turn a daily coffee into a dream ski vacation? In a word, yes. With the Canada Savings Bonds Payroll Savings Program, you can work toward a fabulous ski trip for the price of a daily coffee. Save up for something you've always wanted. There's nothing easier than Canada Savings Bonds. What are you saving for? Visit csb.gc.ca. A message from the Government of Canada.
It's Porter. And contrary to the usual Halloween practice, we're here to treat you to big savings, which you can make last all the way to April 11th. Just book by Friday, November 1st at flyporter.com and you'll be treated to enormous savings anywhere we fly. As for costumes, none are required. Although once aboard Porter, you may notice the chic uniforms of the attentive cabin staff. Porter, flying refined.
How do
do you get your spouse to load the dishwasher properly? I wish I knew. But what I do know is if your furnace isn't working efficiently, you're throwing money down the drain. Reliance Homes Heating can help with a new high-efficiency furnace and air conditioner. You could even save $3,900 in incentives and rebates. And with savings like that, go out for dinner and don't worry about the dishwasher. See HolmesHeating.com.
Holmes Heating, delivering the best in home comforts.
With the Bell Media app, you can listen to 580 CFRA wherever you go. Just search for Bell Media at the App Store. Brought to you by Urbandale Construction. There's comfort in higher standards.
Remember, you listen to 580 CFRA today. Now back to Ron Corbett Unscripted on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
All right, 735, 580 CFRA, Monster Mash snuck in there. That's what happens when you look away for a second. I don't like that song. Monster Mash, Monster Mash. Let's play the Warren Zevon song again. It's the only good Halloween song we have, really, but we're going to play it all night long. Listen, lot of calls. We have basically a full house at the moment. We have one line available, 521. Talk 521-8255, main number here at the Hal Anthony Studio. Our Thursday night debates: the assertion, ghosts, spirits, channeling, crystals, and the Long Island medium are all false. No such thing as ghosts or spirits. That's our assertion. Our debaters: Peter Couturier from Haunted Ottawa Paranormal Society, Darren McKee from Ottawa Skeptics, also one of the people behind the Reality Check. Very popular podcast here. And 1.75 million
1.6 or so.
1.7,
yeah.
We can check that out. Eh? I'm a little bit skeptical.
I say closer to 1.6.
Yeah. We have a full house at the moment. Let's go to the lines. Mike, phoning us from Ottawa. Hi, Mike. Ron. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. You there?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. You're on CFRA.
Yeah, okay. I've seen ghosts many times in my life. I believe they exist. I distinguish... not spirits and ghosts, but I distinguish, I believe there's like poltergeists, there's demons, there's spirits, and there's ghosts. I'm not sure the difference. I know one time I was on a farm. I had to get up at 4 in the morning to start to feed the horses and get them in, and that they would run out in the fields. Strange things would happen. The barn doors were just tied with binder twine to close. I'd be cleaning the barns. When you let them open, they'd swing open automatically against the barn. Just the way they were made. They were new doors made out of plywood on this old barn. When they'd be open, I'd be in the back of the barn cleaning. I'd come out, they'd be tied with binder twine. I thought it was the girls. They lived down the way in the house, and they'd come through the field in the morning to take the school bus. And I'd watch for them. I'd hide up in the barn and watch for them coming through the field. While these strange things were going on, I'd see them coming down the field from 100 acres away. And so I knew it wasn't them. It kept happening. Sometimes at night you couldn't get the horses to go out. They were anxious to get out and run free. Sometimes they wouldn't go out. And this kept happening for over a period of a year. One night we were out riding at around 8 o'clock at night. We were up on the hill, and there was an oak tree. The horses had rested, and we were resting. We saw the horse coming up the field. And we thought it was this other fella coming and getting us to tell us to come in. So we went down halfway in the field, and we hid in the brambles. And as he was going up by the oak tree over the hill, one of the girls said, well, I'm going to go up and meet him. And as she was going up to meet him, they were coming together. The other horse disappeared. I was halfway down 50 acres from the barns. I booted my horse to the barn. No other horse would have to pass me in the open field. I ran in. I looked. All the horses were still in their stalls. I ran in the house. I got the guy. He was in the house playing cards with his friends. And I was screaming. And as soon as I told him what happened, he panicked. Okay? And get the girls. We went in the barn. One of the girls who was going close to the horse when it disappeared was smashing her head on the beam. We had to drag her in the house. She was white as a ghost. and kept screaming, screaming. It had no head. It had no head. I told him, you stay here tonight because I'm not going to sleep alone.
Mike,
I was alone.
Mike, let's give our debaters a chance to jump in.
Okay, so anyways, this kept happening. It was really bad. It knocked on my window and everything. I got out of there. I mean,
Peter, we'll start with you. And you're, you know, as an investigator with Haunted Ottawa, do you hear stories like this? Is this story ringing a bell with you?
Yeah, we'll get stories like this. I mean, it's quite obvious something did happen there. So we'd go out and...
You would investigate.
I would love to talk to the girls, okay, the ones that actually happened. When we go in, if we go in to investigate a place, the first question we ask is, do you own the house? And the second one we ask is, if you got any young kids or animals? Those are the two best. They haven't been destroyed in any way. They haven't been programmed to believe its imagination.
How would you do an investigation? You would go in and you would interview people? You would interview
Stories, get individual stories, not just one.
After you have the stories, what's your next step in the investigation?
We have a team that goes out and does research on the area or the piece of property. Okay, they'll actually go see what happened there before, see what the land was used for even prior to.
Oh, so land registry research.
Land registry, everything. Okay. And then we'll go in, we'll do the investigation and see what evidence we can collect.
And the investor, you would be using these tools here when you say you go in?
These tools and others,
The EMF hunter, okay. Darren, is it obvious to you that something has happened here?
Well, as Peter said, something happened, exactly. And I like the idea of investigating it thoroughly, and we don't actually have time to go through it or not even out the property there to do it step by step. But I would sort of draw the point that this is a great story. And humans love great stories. And even I was listening and found it a bit compelling, right?
Right.
But it doesn't mean that it's true. My sympathies to the caller. It just means that something happened, and it could be a series of misperceptions led to this belief. Now, we all have to ask ourselves, have you ever forgotten anything? Have you ever misperceived anything? And that means your brain is not perfect. So it could be there's other explanations involved for this. And then once one thing starts to, like, well, maybe it was a ghost, and then your anxiety goes up, and then maybe you start to perceive things even a little worse. Then if other people are scared, that's going to have an issue. And now if you're actually a bit scared, animals can read that. So maybe now the horses are spooked. And now the horses are acting a bit spooky, and now you think they're acting spooky because something is out there in the world, but it was actually your anxiety that the horses picked up on, and then now they're, and it feeds into itself.
All right, gentlemen, just stop right there. Some people have been waiting patiently to get on to speak with you, so I want to go through a few calls quickly. Mike, thank you very much for phoning in. And Beryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'd like to share with you an event that occurred. My husband passed away in May of 2010. He passed away suddenly, and So probably for close to a month, I wasn't used to being home alone, so I would or sleeping without him. So I would leave his office light on, which would shine out into the hall. Whether this has anything to do with the story, I'm not sure. However, one night I was suddenly awoken by, it was a gentle sound of the only human sound that I could describe. This would be like a rustling of leaves. But very, very gently rustling of leaves. And I woke up. I remember waking and listening and being startled and trying to think of what that could be. I was awake. I sat up on the edge of my bed, and I just sat there. And after I sat up on the edge of the bed, the sound, it went away. It was gone. So I thought, that's very strange. So I went to get up. I wanted to go through to the kitchen. So I was about to stand up, and as I did so, my husband was, this is true, guys, my husband was, it was like he was suspended. I couldn't say he was standing there, but it was like he was suspended. He was a very tall man. He was 6'4", quite slim. And as I looked, he was suspended quite above my height. I'm about 5'6". So I looked, and I looked up, and my husband, Jimmy, he had his smile. He had his eyes were blue. His eyes were not physical as we would see our eyes.
A barrel
his eyes were like lights. They were like...
ma'am, can I'm going to interrupt just for a bit. I'm just a little concerned with our time, and I just want to make sure we have enough time to...
I'll go quick.
Know, to answer some of your questions. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll go quick. But his eyes were... They were straight ahead. They weren't focused on me, but the light was straight ahead. And the last thing is, my husband, Jim, very unfortunately had rheumatoid arthritis. His elbows were distorted, but his hands especially were affected. And I looked at him, and he was, his arms were visible. The rest of his legs, I couldn't see. But his arms were very visible, and his hands were like when we first met in 1969. They were of perfect form.
So, Beryl, just quickly. So this was an image you saw in the room. Did your husband speak to you? Was there any communication?
There was no communication beyond, he was smiling.
As he was smiling,
okay. As if he was saying, you know, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And no doubt you were staring at your husband.
Oh, Ron, I was wide awake. I stood up. And my only regret is that I keep asking him to come back, but I wanted to reach out. But I was so in awe of him and his state of his arms and his hands were like they were when he was 30 years old, 20 years old.
Beryl, let's stop right there if we can, ma'am. Awfully compelling story here. Peter, you first. What do you think of this story?
I think it's quite possible. And the reason he looked so well is your husband's energy left the body. And once it does that, it's the body that's confined to all these ailments and problems that we see, like you say, the arthritis.
So it makes sense to you the
way
he
appeared.
And
once the energy is released, it's free to move, and it's gone back to its healthy stage.
Okay.
And it's happened. I've heard that story more than once.
Darren, not easy being a skeptic.
No, because
this story obviously means a great deal to Barry.
Of course it does, and it should. And I think anyone who's lost anyone close to them feels this tug on their heartstrings because this is a very moving event. As for why the person might perceive them as their hands having been like when they first met, I would think that maybe there was a misperception going on, and if you're projecting an idealized version, you'd want to see the healthier version of your previous nose. You'd want to see that sort of thing.
Can I ask you just a quick question here? How would a thing like that happen, though? Like she says that she sees a complete apparition in the room. I have not seen anything like that in my entire life. Like if I walked out this room right now and saw something the way Barrow's describing
it. Okay.
That's never happened to me. So how has it happened
to Barrow? It's certainly hard to give a specific example, like in this particular case, with a precise answer. But in general, we know the brain is very powerful and can perceive all numerous types of things. There are ranges of how brains work and how sometimes they don't work. And I'm not saying this is her experience, but we all acknowledge there's a clinical situation of psychosis, which people do experience hallucinations and delusions. And everyone accepts that can happen, but they don't think, well, maybe a minor version of that could happen to me in a certain dream-wake state. Maybe here's a better example. Some people think if you raise...
Well, can that happen? I don't get the impression Beryl has...
No, neither do I. Neither do I.
Delusional? She certainly doesn't sound like a delusional
neither do I.
To me. No, okay.
No, exactly. But,
so she has just this one?
But I think there are different interpretations and reasons why people might believe some things. And once they've had a couple, beliefs either from culture or history, that shapes then how they experience reality. Here's a quick example. Some people think if they're paralyzed when they wake upon dreaming... Like they feel like a demon is on their chest or a spirit is pressing down upon them. And maybe if they've been told that from their young age, they think every time they feel that, that's what's happening. But your brain, wisely, paralyzes you so you don't act out your dreams to almost protect you for the most part. And sometimes part of your brain, this is a layperson example or explanation, wakes up before a different part. So the conscious you is awake, but the part that's paralyzed you has not yet realized that, and that's why you can't move. This is understood, this is an understood phenomenon, and there's a good scientific explanation of why people feel a spirit might be pressing down upon them. And I think something similar is probably the case for almost everything else.
Well, why don't we stop right there? We have to quickly, for these messages here on 580 CFRA. When we come back, a couple more calls, also the closing statement from our two debaters.
You're listening to Ron Corbett Unscripted. Call 521-TALK, 521-8255. Ron will be right back on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
evolution of sports radio has come to Ottawa. TSN 1200. Sports talk at 1200 on the AM dial and home of the Sens. TSN 1200. We're talking Ottawa sports.
Along the Ottawa River in Orleans, an independent living community has arrived, the Briere Village. This community is an affordable haven for self-sufficient seniors who wish to enjoy an independent lifestyle with the care that is synonymous with the name Briere. Join Amy Porteous and Jamie Pistilli from Briere Village for Experts on Call. They'll share stories and information on this unique and affordable seniors village. That's this Saturday at 3 on 580 CFRA. And get more information at briere.org.
This fall, everyone's a winner with Signature Vacations. With over $1 million worth of prizing, everyone who books an all-inclusive winter vacation with Signature wins. All Signature Vacations include Sunwing Airlines champagne service with complimentary meals, wine, hot towels, headsets, and in-flight movies. Reserve your spot in the sun today. To book your all-inclusive winter getaway and claim your prize, contact your travel agent or visit signature.ca.
It's easy to do more with Save-On Energy.
Any contractor can tell you that the worst day of the year for your furnace to break down is the coldest one. But a participating contractor in the Save-On Energy program, like me, can help you save with up to $650 in incentives. Just use a participating contractor to install an energy-efficient heating and cooling system. Call us at 1-855-592-HVAC or visit saveonenergy.ca/HVAC. Funded by the Ontario Power Authority and offered by your local electric utility.
Hey, what are you feeling for lunch? Pizza?
Nah.
Burgers?
Nah.
Steak? Yeah. So Tim Hortons?
No, we said steak.
Yeah, so Tim's.
That's right. Tim Hortons has steak. Introducing the new grilled steak and cheese panini. Tender slices of seasoned steak and cheesy goodness on a freshly baked home-style bun. All grilled to crispy perfection. Just $5.29 plus taxes. For a limited time only, so get them while they're hot.
It's time for Tim's.
At participating restaurants.
Get news the moment it happens 24 hours a day with 580 CFRA's breaking news email alert. To sign up, click on the red box at CFRA.com. Brought to you by Urbandale Construction. There's comfort in higher standards. CFRA.
This is Ron Corbett Unscripted on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Friendliest ghost you know. Though grown-ups might look at him with fright, the children all love him so.
Just coming up on 7:52. Let's go to the bar here quick. I want to welcome Mark to the show. Good evening, Mark.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, sir.
I'll make it short. My father was diagnosed with cancer a year and a half ago. And he came in my place to die, basically. And he passed away in my home. And he always sat at the kitchen table with the chair crooked a little bit. And 2 days after he died in my home, we came downstairs and the chair was crooked the way
right.
He liked to sit. And ever since then, I see little black dots in the house. Nothing upstairs, nothing downstairs, because he couldn't do stairs. Only in the living room, dining room that he could do.
You see black dots?
Yeah, one air. Black dot.
Just in the air, like floating in the air?
Yeah, and very fast.
Has the chair moved since that first time?
No.
The chair stayed?
The chair stayed over there.
Mark, let me find out what our two debaters think. Peter, if Mark got in touch with you, if you went there to do an investigation, how would you do an investigation on what he has just told you?
Well, I haven't heard one quite like that. So this black dot, Mark, can you define that for me?
Just 1 second here.
Mark, a man's fist. And my wife, and she's native. My wife is native.
Okay.
She hears him walk from the living room to dining room. Nothing scary. Nothing evil. She just hears him walk way he walked.
Mark, I'm curious here, so I'm going to ask Peter. So how do you investigate this? Did you use any of this equipment that you have on the table here?
Well, we would... Okay, we'll go in, get that story. We'll probably take the digital recorder, and we'll set it there, and we'll walk away from it, so there's no other noise around. Maybe talk to them in another room.
Would you use the camera there, or the EMF?
We'd set a camera up in there to see if you could get something moving. Obviously, the noise, the footprints is what you want to catch, so we would set the noise recorder, the digital recorder down, and see if we could capture the footsteps going across the floor.
Okay. Peter, stop right there. Darren, what would you think of that investigation? If Peter catches something on his digital recorder, what have we just shown here?
I think it would depend on what he caught, right?
Right.
And so I think Peter's to be applauded for the idea of trying to use empirical methods to ascertain if something is there or not. But depending on the device using, like measuring energy or different wavelengths, there's an assumption that the spirit or ghost actually emits those energies or something else, which is not proven. So if you see a blip in a little device, okay, there was a blip in the device, but what is the attribution? Why is it that way? And a ghost is one explanation, but as I said, I don't think that is as likely as something else of a natural phenomenon.
Okay, so that's the technology. I did want to make sure to mention the technology. It's hard to believe, gentlemen, but we are right out of time. We just have enough time left in the show for our closing statements. You each have 1 minute for a closing statement. Peter, don't use the full minute if you don't want to. He did use the full three. Darren, we'll begin with you. Your closing statement, sir.
Once again, thank you for having me on. We've had a very interesting discussion tonight. Peter and I both agree that there is no proof that paranormal activity exists. He said that before. He wouldn't use the word proof. He said there's some evidence, and I actually think while there is some types of evidence, I don't think it is good evidence. And I think that's the main difference between us. We both think we should be using empirical methods, and we both think people are experiencing some things. But I think natural explanations are far more likely, and we'll just see how things turn out in the future.
Darren, thank you very much. Peter Couturier.
Yes, well, thanks for having on. And Darren, you've been great. You're right. There is no solid proof of any paranormal activity concerning ghosts and spirits. But you got to go back to everybody's personal experiences. And no matter how you lay that down, you will never convince anybody that's had that experience that it does not exist, me included. Okay? I'm out there looking for better answers and for the proof, which I'll probably never find, but I am convinced that ghosts and spirits do wander around among us.
Peter, I want to thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoyed that. We are going to continue the conversation. It is Halloween, so we will continue this conversation after the 8 o'clock news. We actually have Daniel Toussaint from the Haunted Ottawa. One of the gentlemen that founded Haunted Ottawa is going to join us after the 8 o'clock news. And again, at 521-8255, if you have a story you want to share with us, the only Halloween song we're playing tonight. Are we clear on that, Steve? Do Monster Mash one more time. I'm coming in there. We'll be right back after the 8 o'clock news. Again, Darren, Peter, thank you very much.